we are here with CU Direct's Ron Fry. How are you, Ron?
I'm well, thank you. Good to be here with you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Hey, just to kind of kick things off, how's the show going? You've been here for a couple of days, and what stood out for you?
Well, this is my first show, and it was fantastic. I would say that the amount of information was overwhelming. Mm. To be a new person in and walk away with such thought leadership and so many best practices, mm-hmm, and this a ton of nuggets that whether you are a credit union executive or a CUSO service provider, mm-hmm, it gets you thinking. So great conference, good to be here.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of you being, I mean, you're the new chief strategy officer, is that correct, at CU Direct?
Correct.
So, I mean, what do you, when you're coming here, I mean, what do you want to gain? And I guess the question, what are you doing here, Ron?
Well, one, we're a big supporter and a sponsor of CUSE, yeah. So we're here for that, here to support the organization, spend time with all of our business partners, mm-hmm, and pick up nuggets and things that are interesting that we can take, mm-hmm, back and think, mm-hmm, about how do we incorporate that into our business and our best practices to continue to be a good partner for our credit union.
Yeah, because I mean, auto lending obviously has had quite the has been quite on a roll lately, and so we're trying to find out new things to keep that rolling, I assume.
Yes, and especially. For me, I head up strategy for all the automotive solutions.
Okay.
And so it's really starting to think about, and then I'm here with my partner Bob Childs, who heads up all of our operations. Mm-hmm, so it's, mm-hmm, us going back to the executive team and saying, all right, so what do we learn and how do we apply it?
And going into 2017, keep this momentum going, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, second, I have my questions right here on this here card. What challenges do you expect the industry to be facing in the digital age to advance the dealer-credit union relationship?
Yeah, so again, my focus is really in the automotive side, and the automotive industry is rapidly changing. So my last position, I spent almost a decade as a chief strategy officer of AutoNation. Mm-hmm. And so I spent a lot of time thinking about strategy and working on that side. And I will tell you, as an industry, the automotive space is moving very rapidly.
How so?
Innovation is happening, okay, at a rapid pace in as much of how consumers are shopping, transacting, providing information. And so it's going to be really critical for us to be thinking about how do we meet the consumer where they're doing business in a digital age, mm-hmm, and how do we become, we partnered with between CU Direct and our credit union partners, how do we become deeply integrated in that transaction process, mm-hmm, in a digital world for our dealer partners?
Okay.
And so the challenges for credit unions and for us is say, how do we integrate? How do we take friction out of the process? How do we help enable that transformation, mm-hmm, to happen and make sure that we're there on the forefront enabling these technologies?
I think everything is trying to become frictionless today to make it so easy to use,
yeah,
so convenient.
Day, right?
Yeah, yes. Frictionless, yes.
Yeah.
So I hear another question here. What's the current credit union dealer relationship dynamic today? What's going on out there?
Yeah, so look, I mean, credit unions are representing 25% of all auto financing that's happening in the marketplace. So
that's a nice number.
To say it's material would be an understatement.
Mm-hmm.
And I think relationships between credit unions and dealers are at an all-time high.
Mm-hmm.
And we're an important part of their business. And so I would say relations are high. I say our opportunity only gets better. They view us as partners, mm-hmm, and they want to deepen those relationships. So okay, it's only opportunity ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So it's for us to win or lose.
Okay, very cool. Wrap up question for you here. Get your crystal ball out. How does 2017, how is that looking for you? Because auto lending's been so good for so long. There's got to be a plateau at some point. So credit unions need to plan for that plateau and maybe switch directions a little bit in some places. What do you see for next year?
Yeah, so I think the industry as a whole is agreeing that we've now hit peak.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as automotive sales, SAR, new car SAR, we're there.
Okay.
And so we're going to be seeing new norms. I don't think anybody's predicting any cliffs ahead.
That's good.
Void of any catastrophic events. But I think SAR has peaked. I think we're going to see a new cycle coming. I think we're going to probably see more leveled off sales. But look, I mean, so we'll end this year at 17.5 million SAR. If we dropped a million, if the sky fell and we went to 16 million SAR, it'd still be some of the best, selling
years
that we've seen. So,
awesome.
And I think it'll lag a little bit for the lending side. So I think retailers have a different challenge, mm-hmm, than we do as, mm-hmm, as lenders.
Okay.
But I think we have some good times ahead that should be hyper aware that we're in a, you know, a sea change and should be prepared for it.
All right, great message to end on. We should be prepared for anything. Who knows what's out there? So very cool. Ron, thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate the time. Keep up the good work and welcome.
Thank you.